Well, it's good to see that the economy is bouncing back. So are my checks.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A little girl asked her mother, "Where do we come from?" "Well," said her mom, "we were all created by God. God made Adam and Eve, and they had kids." The little girl said, "But Dad said we came from monkeys." The mother smiled and said, "Well, I was talking about my side of the family." Well, a zookeeper found a monkey reading the Bible and Darwin's Origin of the Species and asked the monkey why. "Well," said the monkey, "I wanted to know if I was my brother's keeper or my keeper's brother." The biologist Stephen Gould once said, "We are here because one odd group of fishes had a peculiar fin anatomy that could transform into legs. We may yearn for a higher answer, but none exists." Interesting. Some time ago, I chatted with John Kramer. Now, John is smarter than I, which is startling, I know. I have a PhD piled higher and deeper, but John has a real one, a PhD in biochemistry and a long list of colorful credentials. Yet John has the audacity to believe that we were created by God in God's image. This idea isn't popular with many of his friends, yet they respect him, in part because of a little plant called canola. You'll find canola oil at your local supermarket and on plenty of food labels. My wife and I took a selfie up to our ears in the stuff a few weeks ago beside a field of canola. The color is a phosphorescent yellow. But in 1971, the vibrant yellow fields nearly disappeared. That year, scientists were horrified to discover that canola-fed rats were developing heart lesions, and discussions began about removing canola oil from the market. "If it's happening to rats, it could happen to us," they reasoned, clutching their hearts. "Ah! After all," some said, "we're related to rats, right?" Though it shows up more on some people than others. So a crack team of researchers tackled the canola conundrum, led by none other than our friend John Kramer. But John didn't buy the paranoia. Why? Because he didn't see any family resemblance when he looked at a rat. He knew what the Bible says: God made all sorts of animals, each able to produce offspring after their kind. God created rats and God created people, so he thought there's no reason to believe canola oil would affect us in exactly the same way. Researchers first fed canola oil to pigs, monkeys, and dogs. The animals licked their plates and came back for seconds and thirds with no sign of heart lesions. But what about the poor rats? John prayed for wisdom, and God gave it to him in the form of a Bible verse, 1 Timothy 4:4, "For everything God created is good." As he thought about this, John had a eureka moment. Maybe canola wasn't the problem. Maybe the problem was the experiment itself. It took John and his team 10 years of tireless research to prove this point. Put simply, the rats were getting all their dietary fat from canola oil. But canola oil wasn't providing the rats with a certain fatty acid they needed to grow healthy heart tissues. The solution? A balanced diet. When other fats were added, stay with me here, the lesions disappeared. The rats rejoiced and threw little rat parties with popcorn and little hats. Well, that part I made up. For his work, John received the prestigious Government of Canada Merit Award and the Canola Research Award. So next time you're cooking with canola, thank John, and he'll be quick to give the credit to his creator. You know, I'm aware that this story may not convince the Stephen Goulds of this world to abandon their commitment to naturalist evolution, but it does show that Christians who believe in the God of the Bible can do very good science indeed, not in spite of their faith, but because of it. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, three boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.